you've been given and all you got. Every word and every thought. Can you feel it? It's in the air. Love is real and it's everywhere. You've got to hold on. Hold on. Hold on to your love. This old world, it needs you bad. It's so broken hearted and sad. Fear not, the dark of the night. Breathe in deep and shine your light. You've got to hold on. To your love. You've got to hold on to your love. It's not coming down from above. You've got to hold on to your love. It's not coming down from above. You've got to hold on. Hold on. Hold on to your love.
That's Ken Dunn with the track Hold On from his new album, Wondrous Beauty. Ken Dunn's 2015 album, The Great Unknown, was one of my favorite albums of the year. An exquisite slice of beautifully played, thoughtful folk. It was an absolute pleasure to listen to. His wonderful new album, Wondrous Beauty, that's number 7, is the start of a whole new relationship with his music. 10 new, well-crafted Ken Dunn songs, with some really nice harmonies from partner and keyboard player Anna Green, and some great fiddle from Tyler Beckett, and a lovely understated production from Ken himself. And joined by partner Anna Green, Ken Dunn's our special guest in the studio today. Great to have you join us.
It's great to be here, Jen.
Now, home is currently in British Columbia, although you're back in Ontario for some tour dates and to visit family. Tell us a little bit about this new album. You mentioned it's the 7th album you've produced, but this is an album I think that you wanted to record, I was going to say, in your home studio and working on it yourself. Is that the way things happened?
Yeah, I think it happened a bit accidentally that it ended up being my own production. I had always wanted to get into production myself, but the way this one shaped up, most of the band members were in Ontario, and some of the studios where we recorded were also in Ontario. And I did some of the recording in a studio with a fellow on the Sunshine Coast, Sasha Fessart, and basically started running out of money and decided that the best way to go was to finish it myself. So it was a bit of a stressful experience because I had done a bit of production before, but had never really mixed, mastered, and produced an album completely myself. So there was a big learning curve there. And as Anna, I'm sure, can attest to, there were many months of many long hours of stress involved. But I think ultimately I was very happy with the way that it came out.
So 10 tracks on the album. Are these songs you collected over a period of time, or are they songs that you specifically wrote within the idea in mind that it would be the new album?
Yeah, I wrote, some of them were, there were a couple of older songs. Saskatoon, the one that starts off the album, was written in Saskatoon probably about 20 years ago. And I revamped it recently and decided to pull it out again. And it just made sense to start off with that as a love song. And a lot of the other ones were more recent ones. I think that I probably wrote for this album about 20 or 25 tracks, and then selected, and we recorded about 15 or 17 of the tracks, and then 10 of them ended up being on the album. Working on a new album, which is going to be a sequel to Wondrous Beauty, with a lot of the same studio work that was done for Wondrous Beauty as well. So that one is in the works now.
Do you find it very easy to write songs? I mean, is it something that comes naturally to you?
I think it always has just come, I guess you might call it naturally. I know that as a child, I just started to make up tunes as a way of keeping myself occupied and maybe dealing with stressful situations. And over the years, whenever I felt that I needed to resolve some issue or needed to express something myself, then I found myself just naturally wanting to, I think first write poetry. And then when I discovered the guitar, and I discovered that with three chords, you could play Gordon Lightfoot, you could play Neil Young, you could play Joni Mitchell. Well, maybe not Joni Mitchell, a few more chords for her. But once I discovered that, I started making up my own tunes. And it became part of me at that point in time. And to this day, I'll find myself oftentimes just, it becomes a habit, I guess. I wake up in the morning, I do my yoga, and then have my coffee. And then I sit down in the studio and pick up the guitar. And sometimes the first thing that I do is just allow myself to be creative. And instead of getting into the rehearsing right away. So I'll be creative. I'll see what kind of bubbles up to the surface. And that's usually when the song's fragments start to evolve and I start writing. And then it's usually not until the afternoon when I actually buckle down and start practicing the stuff that's already been written.
So the first track we played from the album today was Hold On. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, that one, again, just a real, to the way I sort of conceptualized that, it was just came out of a real sense of joy, because I felt that the only way to deal with so many of the difficult problems that the world has today and my own personal difficulties and are to really just begin to show some gratitude and remember just how important it is that we have love in our lives. That there's, if you look around, you can find love if you're looking in the right place. I mean, if you just allow yourself to open up your eyes and let the love in, then it suddenly blossoms and it's there for you. But oftentimes in the past, I know I've closed myself off to that through fear or anger or resentment or whatever, and then wondered why I couldn't find love. And it was because I wasn't allowing it to blossom in my own heart and to allow myself to be open to it. So Hold On was kind of a song about that, I think, in a lot of ways.
That's quite a theme in your music, isn't it? This idea of, you know, focusing on the hope that exists. You know, that there's a lot of, I think, trauma in the world generally. I think we've always had that, but I certainly feel a lot of unrest with some of the political movements that have developed over time. You know, the populism that we're experiencing both in Europe and now in North America. People are very unsure, but I feel that your music and the way you write songs gives people a bit of hope that, you know, that maybe there's a way to work through these things. Is that a fair thing to say?
I really hope so, because I agree with you. I think that more and more, I'm really feeling a sense of urgency with respect to, you know, what needs to be done on this planet, and that each and every one of us has a personal responsibility to try and do our best. And I think through folk music, I've always felt that folk music, being in a sense the music of the commoner, You know, it's something that we can access. Everybody can access it. Everybody can really understand it. It's a way to express and to exercise in a way our demons and to really get some of that stuff out and to call people to account for their actions. And you know, there's a lot of darkness in some of my lyrics, I know, but at the end, like you say, I hope that what I'm expressing is a way out of the darkness, that all we have to do is really open up, you know, to the light and so forth. We can't deny the trauma. We can't deny that these things are happening. We can't just make it all, you know, sweet and sugary. But at the same time, if we can grapple with those issues, and I like to think that maybe in my songs, I'm trying to grapple with those issues and then come to some resolution in terms of how to deal with it. And that's my goal. And I feel, you know, I just try to do the best I can, following in the footsteps of some of the, you know, those amazing performers that have inspired me.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the people playing on the album, but before we get there, let's play another track from the album. And I picked a song that's actually quite different from some of the other music that I've heard from you. I mentioned at the start of this interview how much I loved The Great Unknown, one of my favorite albums of 2015. I love the way you sing. I love that language style that you have. But the track we're going to play now is quite different because somebody just said to me, said, well, Ken sings with a different voice, and that is the Hills of Strathavon. It's very much a Celtic song, quite different from a lot of the other stuff on the album, although there's a lot of fiddle on there. You sing with a, you know, almost a Celtic brogue coming through there. Tell us a little bit about this song before we play it.
Yeah, well, I think it comes from a place that I felt was really became a spiritual home for me, which was in Grey County in Ontario here, south of Owen Sound, and a place that I basically called the Hills of Strathavon because Strathavon is this little hamlet nestled in the Big Head River Valley, south of Owen Sound. And the hills there are these cedar-lined, magnificent hills that just roll on forever. And when you get to the top of them and you look out on the vista, it's just something that I felt an instant connection to. So I started thinking about that as I was traveling through those hills every day to record The Great Unknown, because I had to travel from my home to the recording studio through those hills. And I would stop oftentimes and write a few lines and play on the guitar a bit. And as the recording progressed, I ended up with this song, The Hills of Strathavon, or Strathavon, as it's sometimes called. And I don't know, I think I was channeling in some ways. Somebody said, as I was in the studio, said, you sounds like you're channeling Stan Rogers or something there, you know. And I thought, I took that as a compliment. I don't think I'm anywhere, you know, near Stan Rogers. But I felt that it almost brought out some of my Celtic roots. My family was from Queen's County in Dublin on my dad's side, way back when, before they immigrated. And I've always thought that I'd love to get to Ireland sometime. And I felt that in a way that there was something coming through me at that point in time. And as I read the history of this family, this couple, that tragedy befell, I started imagining what that would have been like in the hills of Strathavon back in the 1850s with this particular family that saw this tragic event unfold. And so I made up this song that was somewhat loosely based on that story. And I felt that there was an unraveling, an unleashing there, I guess, of some of my latent Celtic influences deep within my soul or whatever. And my voice seemed to start to change, and I started to take on this bit of, like you say, a little bit of a brogue or something. And I thought, is this really kind of put on or what? But it felt very comfortable. And I noticed that in a lot of the songs that I'm writing now, there's a tendency to kind of start to do that a little bit more.
Which I think it gives you that opportunity to really embody the song. And if it's a song that's to have a Celtic feel to it, It allows you to do that. Let's play that song just now. This is Ken Dunn from the new album, Wondrous Beauty. This is The Hills of Strathaven. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
I am home among the cedar, those arbor vitae greener than the hills of Strathaven, where my loving I did wander like a rolling river's under that full moon of rising high. And her kisses, they grew sweeter. Our loving knew no fear. When the song of spring arrived, but this world, it could not keep her. She fell and fell deeper down that mountainside. Now I'm home among the cedar, those arbor vitae greener than the hills of Strathaven, where my love and I did wander like rolling rivers under that full moon arising high. And I knew I could not save her, for the ice was on the river and the snow banks way too high. But when I get to dying, you know I will be smiling for to see my true lover's eyes. Now I'm home among the cedar, those arbor vitae greener than the hills of Strathaven, where my loving I did wander like a rolling river's under that full moon arising high. That full moon arising high. That full moon arising high.
That's Ken Dunn with The Hills of Strathaven from his new album, Wondrous Beauty. He's our special guest in the Folk Roots Radio studio today with his partner, Anna Green, who also plays keyboards. Now, Anna has not had a chance to say anything yet. We're going to remedy that very shortly, because what I'd like to do is to talk about some of the people that play on the album, and I think Anna is a big part of your music. I'm going to get your chance, Ken, just to talk a little bit about the way you got together and started making music, and then let's hear from Anna.
All right, yeah. Yes, Anna's been a big part of my music for the past 15 years, I would say. She plays keyboard on the album, sings harmony vocals. I think that when we started singing together, it transformed a lot of things for me. I've always wanted to sing with, there was a dream that I had, which was to sing with the love of my life. And this was a dream that came true with Anna. And I never thought I'd see that happen, because I had been performing for 15, 20 years prior to meeting her. And I never found anyone that I could really sing with or relate to in the way that that her and I relate together. So when we first met, it was actually in another career, in our healthcare careers. And I was actually doing a retreat for her rehabilitation business company, and they said, bring your guitar if you play music as well. So I did, and she came out after hearing me play. She had these nice long fingernails. I have to tell the story. She had these beautiful long fingernails, and she came out, she went to the bathroom, she came out with really, really short nails and decided that she was going to play the guitar as well. And she wowed me with her guitar playing skills, and I had no idea. But since then, I discovered that when she was even 10 years old, I saw pictures of her with a little guitar case with a peace symbol on it, and she loved Donovan and so forth. So instantly, there was a heart connection there, and we've been playing music on and off since then. I'd say perhaps 3/4 of my shows now, Anna's playing with me. And you know, I'm probably playing 25% of the time as a solo artist, but she's been playing with me, or our band, Gypsy Starfish. She's a member of that as well. So Anna, what do you think? She has a different story, I'm sure.
No, my story is the same. There's just, a few little details that Ken often leaves out. Like I hacked my nails off with a pair of kitchen scissors because I didn't have a nail file. So they were sort of dramatic changes that I made when I was exposed to Ken, and certainly wanted to hit the road with them and play music. The timing wasn't quite right then, but now we have the opportunity to be together in music. And it's probably one of the few times that I'm not trying to take the lead. I become a little more quiet and quite happy to follow his guidance, and it works.
And there's a very much a simpatico feel about the way you play together. I mean, we're not going to specifically talk too much about the live show just now. We'll catch that once we play another song. But you do seem to have a great understanding. Is that just something that appeared naturally from the time you first met?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not sure why, but I don't find myself naturally wanting to harmonize to anybody else's music. It something about Ken's songs, he'll write a new one, not even thinking of my voice in mind, and I'm excited to try and find my way into it. I think there's just this natural blend. I think we both sound better when we sing together, and that's pretty amazing.
Now, another thing about this album that is very prominent is the use of fiddle, and that's Tyler Beckett. Do you want to talk about Tyler's part in this album?
I hope Tyler's listening. If not, I will make sure that he listens to the program, because Tyler is just an incredible human being and such a great fiddle player. I met Tyler through Randy Martin, who worked with me on recording the previous album, Great Unknown. And Randy's been a friend and a bass player, you know, that I've worked with for perhaps 20 years. He introduced me to Tyler, and Tyler comes from a fiddling family in Owen Sound, the Beckett family. And he's just an incredible fiddler and such a genuine generous human being. He's a 3-time Canadian bluegrass fiddle champion. His sister Lindsay is also a fiddle champion. She plays with a group called Bowfire that travel all around the world playing music. And she was on the Canada 150 train traveling across Canada playing with a group of musicians. They're just a great fiddling family. And he is just an easy person to work with. And he just naturally seemed to bring out the best in the music, not overdoing the fiddle, but really bringing the songs to life. And it just made sense to have him on the Wondrous Beauty album as well. So I'm really hoping that we get a chance to work together again on the next one. He's a great guy.
And you had a couple of other people on there as well. I think Ben Grossman plays the hurdy-gurdy on at least one track on this.
Yeah, on 2 tracks he plays. And Ben played on an album of mine back in the 90s, Precious Life. He played Baran on Precious Life. And when I approached him about Hurdy-Gurdy, it was fascinating, because he's become one of the world's great hurdy-gurdy players. He's studied with some of the best in Europe. And I just felt that there's something about hurdy-gurdy which just really brings out some deep visceral emotion in me. And I felt that some of the more Celtic influenced songs that I was writing would really benefit from that. So it took a long time to get him because he's very, very busy. He's always doing TED Talks and he's off to Europe and he's doing a lot of work on a lot of different albums. He's worked with Lorena McKennett and various people. So it took a few months to get him, and I was really hoping that it wouldn't take too long. But he was well worth waiting for, and the work that he did on the album was just fantastic. And he recorded a number of tunes that aren't on the album as well that will be on the next one. So I'd really like to continue moving in that direction and work with him because he's just fabulous.
And I think Jacob McCauley played the boron on this album.
Yeah, Jacob's he's an amazing boron player. I just had a lesson with him. He plays with a band called Nuwa, and I think they were actually nominated for Canadian Folk Music Award last year for their work. Great little band. Love it. Very traditional Celtic music. A lot of their own material that they're also recording as well. And I just had a boron lesson with him on the Sunshine Coast. He was out doing some performing with them, and he's off to play with Glass Tiger now. And he's just a fine young guy. He's just a great individual and an amazing boron player. And again, some of the work that he did on the album, it's probably not as apparent. It kind of gets buried in some of the other instruments, but I'm hoping that I'll continue to work with him as well. Before I forget, though, I should mention two other players on Wondrous Beauty because I don't want to leave them out. Randy Martin, as I mentioned, the bass player, great guy, great bass player. He's played with a lot of bands. He's working near Owen Sound, lives near Owen Sound. And Mark Mariash, our drummer and percussionist. And Mark also lives in Grey County, Ontario. And he's a Juno Award-winning drummer. He was on Buffy St. Marie's last album, her Polaris Prize-winning album. He's touring with Royal Wood. He's one of these guys that is just a phenomenal human being, as well as a great drummer. And I just wanted to send out some kudos to them too, because they've been instrumental in the rhythm section seldom gets
they
tend to be at the bottom, which they shouldn't be because they're the foundation. Anyway, I thought I should just throw that in there.
We're going to take a break with another song from the album, and I thought we'd play the title track, which gets back to what we were talking about before, about the importance of getting right with the world and trying to keep that positive attitude. Tell us a little bit about Wondrous Beauty and why you wanted to write that song.
I think because songs often emerge ahead of my understanding of them, and they bubble up from wherever they come from. Sometimes it's not really apparent what the meaning of them is. They just kind of come up, and then I kind of look back and I go, what is that song about? And I think Wondrous Beauty is really about the search for meaning. Again, a theme in my music. I know it's sometimes hard to really parse it out, but I think it's really about, a search for meaning in this world. Search for a heart that beats, a mind that, that understands things. A love, it's searching for all of the things that we're all searching for. And again, the message that, is to keep that heart open. So it, becomes a bit redundant, saying that. But I think if we approach it, and if I kind of approach it in my songs from different angles and make it fresh and new each way, each time, it's the same story in a way. It's the story of our lives. It's the story of our struggles. But, in Wondrous Beauty, the whole idea is that you can find beauty in the tiniest little thing, even if you're in pain or if you're disabled or if you're, if you're struggling with addiction or whatever it may be in your life, that you can find beauty in the smallest, tiniest little things, the flower in the crack in the sidewalk or whatever, if we're just open our eyes and open our minds and our hearts, that we will see those things.
Let's play that track just now. This is Ken Dunn with the title track from his new album, Wondrous Beauty. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
Take me with you when you go. Wrap your arms around me in the driving snow. I know that it's all been said before. There's a price that must be paid. I know that it's all been done before, and I hope it's not too late. And I've been lost in a sea of pain, wandering a world gone insane. I've been waiting for a heart that beats and a mind that can be free. I've been waiting for these eyes to see all the wondrous beauty. Take it gently, take it slow. There is only one thing to know. Live in love, it is the only way. Never too late to start. Live in love, it is the only way. You must open your heart.
That's Ken Dunn with the title track from his album Wondrous Beauty. Ken Dunn is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, joined by his partner Anna Green. I'd like to talk about live shows. We had the chance to witness a live show just yesterday. Ken was playing in Kingsville, Ontario, with Anna Green on a bill that also featured Dale Butler. A lot of the time, I think it is you and Anna. You mentioned earlier that sometimes there are solo shows, but I get the impression most of the time these days, it's performing with Anna on keyboards. That's what feels good for you. Is that a fair thing to say?
Absolutely. And I think because we want to be together and we travel together to different places, it just naturally makes sense to work as a duo. And it is just, we work as a team together, and it just makes it so much more comfortable than being on the road alone for me. There are times when I want to also perform solo, especially if I'm moving more toward an instrumental acoustic guitar sort of show as well. So oftentimes I will just play instrumental acoustic guitar compositions that I've recorded without any vocals, and then moving more in that direction as well. And there are other times when there's just times when Anna can't accompany me for whatever reason. She has a busy life on her own outside of music with art and yoga. So there are a number of shows, for instance, coming up where I'm, you know, oftentimes we'll be playing a solo and so forth. But whenever we get a chance to, we try to perform together. And she's very accommodating. She's, no matter what she's doing, she will say, yes, I want to do it. And it's not always easy. We have a couple of dogs at home. We have to go find a dog sitter and hit the road and off we go, and hotel rooms and everything else. But there's a certain romance to being on the road, especially with the person that you love. You know, it's, I'm so blessed and so thankful and fortunate for that. So, I'm very, very thankful.
You mentioned the instrumentals. There's a wonderful instrumental that we're not going to be able to play today, but I did want to let people know about it. It's entitled Tales of Wandering fabulous instrumental. We have actually played it on Folk Roots Radio today. Do you expect that there will become an instrumental album that you maybe put out, maybe in a low-key way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I probably should have mentioned that, but I am working on an instrumental album as well, an instrumental acoustic guitar album, as well as another singer-songwriter album, which will be like Wondrous Beauty, probably in very similar in many ways. But the solo instrumental guitar album is something that I've really wanted to do for a long time. And as I've tried to progress on the acoustic guitar, it's become more and more possibility now. So I'm hoping that'll be out within the next year. And it's also something that a lot of the venues that hire me for just solo acoustic guitar, they want background music. They want something like that. And they want to hear that kind of music on a recording. So I'm going to do that to help me in that area as well.
What can people expect when they come to a Ken Dunn show?
They can expect to be wowed and to be absolutely blown away and to leave feeling really, really good. It may not necessarily hit them right away. They may wake up the following morning and go, wow, that was really, I feel good. At least I hope that's what they can expect. Sometimes I think the lyrics can be a bit intense. Maybe there'll be certain emotions that might come up. I'm hoping that I can, stir things up a bit for people first. You know, there has to be a bit of tension. There has to be a bit of conflict before there can be resolution of that. And so it's not always going to be an easy go. But I hope that people that love folk music and perhaps some more traditional music, maybe, I don't know, singer-songwriter, that love lush harmonies, that they'll enjoy either one of our duo shows together or one of my, certainly we won't have the harmonies. You've got to deal with my voice when you're when I'm solo. But I think I just, I'm hoping that people will come away feeling positive and good about themselves and the world and take away a positive message of hope.
It's interesting you say that. Now, I know in your previous life, you were a therapist. Is there any desire to try and bring the music and the therapy together and maybe design something slightly different, perhaps a retreat or some sort of event that people could come to where, you mentioned that desire for change. I think that's certainly something that I understand. And I think that's probably a lot of what I get out of your music is this, one of the things that music does, as you mentioned, it can help people make positive change in their lives. Any desire to perhaps try and bring those two parts of your life together?
I don't know. At this stage of the game, I worked as a psychologist in hospitals and in private practice for 30 odd years. And it was such a positive experience for me in so many ways to have the opportunity to be a part of so many people's lives that were struggling with incredibly difficult issues. And I think a lot of my music, I guess it was born out of that cauldron, I guess, of human suffering in a lot of ways that I saw in people, like Cross of Lorraine, for instance, that song about Shadok Hospital and the people that I met there. A lot of that comes out in my music. Whether I want to sort of do, kind of a combination like music therapy or a retreat or anything, I haven't really thought too much about that. I've kind of now retired officially from my work as a psychologist, and I'm feeling at this stage in my life the freedom to just really express myself through the music is my form of giving back and therapy in itself. But it's an interesting concept, an interesting idea. Now you've planted it in my head.
So. That's what I like to do.
So I'm going to have to, think about that.
Yeah. If I can just interject, yoga is a big part of our lives as well. And Ken's actually certified as a yoga teacher. And we have done yoga retreats together. And there's a very similar message that comes through that. It's not so much the physical yoga that we focus on. It's more the positive message that comes out of it. And there's a lot of healing that happens in these retreats. And at times we've combined a little bit of music at the end, used song in our retreats. So so that has existed for us and may emerge again from time to time.
That's true. We've got into kirtan, yoga chanting. We've done some retreats, and that's true. And we've actually thought of writing a kirtan,
which is very popular, and certainly a lot of people, because of this thirst that people have for, you know, to get more understanding of the meaning of life, and particularly their own situation. It's interesting you should say that. It's been absolutely fabulous to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, I think certainly my website, kendunmusic.com, is a good starting point. There's lots of fun stuff on there, music, links to videos and that kind of thing. Certainly there's a number of the albums are on iTunes Store, so that's a good way as well. So I think any of those, we have a Facebook page and all of that good stuff.
We only have one more thing to do, and that's to pick the last song to play. I suggested it should be Wild and Free, which I think it's the final track on the album. It's the final track when we saw you play yesterday evening. I sense that it's a song that means a lot to you. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it's a bit anthemic, if you will, if that's the right word. I noticed last night when I asked people to get their lighters out, I had forgotten that we were in the 21st century. So everybody got their iPhones up and started waving those. And it's one of those songs with a very simple chorus that is an audience participation song. And I always envisioned this as a sing-along. In the grand tradition of Pete Seeger and so forth, right? That, you know, again, bringing folk music to the people. Let's all join in and talk about, you know, let's all raise our voices in song, and let's all just create some positive energy. So again, it deals with some difficult issues as well. You know, homelessness. You know, I just wake up in the morning and go, thank you to whoever the powers may be, whoever you believe in, whatever you believe in. I think it's so important to get up every morning and go, thanks, I had a roof over my head. I've had food in my belly, you know, because it's so easy. I don't know if it's the same for you folks, but I know for me, sometimes it's just easy to complain about my coffee's cold and this is this and that's that, you know, and so I'm trying to convey in the lyrics a sense of gratitude and get everybody to join in, you know, and really think about that. You know, it's so important to, and social justice, I think, is also an issue in that song, you know, the desire to really, let's be fair, let's be inclusive. You know, these are things that are so important, and there's no time like the present. You know, I think I mentioned in the lyrics of this song as well, it's never too late. You know, this is the time to do it right now, here and now. This is our lot. These are our lives. This is the time. So let's all be joyful and give thanks and try and be compassionate toward our fellow human beings. And, so I love it when people start singing along, you know, on that song, because that just cements that connection with the audience. And, so I hope that the album version does that as well. And I want to mention just thank you to you, Jen, because for your show, I don't know if that wasn't really in the script, but I just want to throw that out. You're doing an amazing job, and just so keep it up. Yeah.
Ken Dunn, Anna Green, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you join us in the studio today.
Likewise.
This is Ken Dunn with the track Wild and Free from the album Wondrous Beauty. And oh yeah. It's been great fun.
Thank you.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Got a place to sleep at night. I'm being blessed by the light. I wish I had that right. Oh yeah, oh yeah, Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Put an end to these wars, we don't need them anymore. Ah, killing, it's all the same. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's hard to see beyond this misery. Life, a wild and free. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh. Make a place for you and me. Love is our destiny. Our love, oh love, your hawk and dove. Oh yeah, oh yeah.